The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For the full episode of The Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member. Hello, everybody, and welcome. Whoa, is that too loud an opening? I'll redo it. Hi, everybody. This is your friend. Who was the lovable guy who did a kids show. Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Rogers. Hi. Another beautiful day to appreciate God's world. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. But it depends what neighborhood you live in, doesn't it? Unfortunately. Well, everybody, welcome to the show. For a moment, just meditate about my life. The amount of time I spend reading awful news is really something that should be studied. What is the old adage? No news is good news. It's largely true. And it seems to be truer in our time. The number of stories coming out that mean we have entered the realm of the absurd, just remember I read to you, for example, the story of the school. Where was it in Vermont? Where was that school where a guy saying that he was a girl, played on a girl's team, and injured three girls on the opposing team. And now the opposing team won't apologize. Their comments here, this is fascinating. Daily Mail reports, Massachusetts school refuses to apologize for fielding trans basketball player who injured multiple rivals, prompting them to forfeit the game. Despite the furor, the school has refused to apologize and instead condemned, quote, the harmful comments, unquote, being made about the trans student. This is so in keeping with the left brain. No, not the left side of the brain, the leftist brain. It's so in keeping. The victim is the villain. Israel is the villain in the Middle East. The school whose girls got hurt are the villain in this basketball league. It's this upside down world. The American Civil Liberties Union has also defended the trans girls' actions. There was a time when the American Civil Liberties Union cared about civil liberties, free speech, etc. The physical description of the biological male player who identifies as female was reported by Fox News Digital. Their name... Well, I have to say, I give Daily Mail credit for not saying her name. Their name, they should have done the name of the player. Okay, their name have. How is it possible their name have? Not been disclosed, but reports suggest that she has also been on the girls' volleyball team and girls' track team at her school. A spokesman for KIPP, all caps, that's the name of the school, said, well, I'll tell you in a moment. We take the 1 minute break. Hello, everybody. Dennis Prager here, reminding you who are just joining me that I already began the show 6 minutes ago. The show begins at the top of the hour, each hour, telling you about the update on the school in Massachusetts, wherein they have allowed a male to play on the team because he says he's a female. He has facial hair and is 6 feet tall. And he has injured a number of girls, so in an opposing team, the opposing team simply stopped playing. If every opposing team stopped playing, it would end the issue. There would be no more basketball league because this school, KIPP, run by woke left-wing destroyers of our kids' lives, has decided to be woke. The physical description of the biological male player who identifies as female was reported by Fox News Digital. Their name have not been disclosed, but reports suggest that she has also been on the girls' volleyball team, track team, at her school. A spokesperson for KIPP says, ready? This is the school that has allowed this player. We condemn harmful comments being made online toward members of our community. What do you mean, members? Well, yeah, I guess so. Not just the cheat. Not that this guy who's a cheat. But the school, that's true. We condemn your school. That's correct. You cheat. You allow cheating. You allow other girls to be hurt. You have participated in one of the greatest frauds in human history, that a man can become a woman. You participate in a lie. No one believes a man can become a woman. Everyone who says it knows they're lying. A man can look like a woman. A man can remove his genitalia surgically, as granted. And by the way, if I meet you and you look like a woman, and you dress like a woman, and you have a woman's name, I'm not going to ask you what your biological sex is. It should be a non-issue. Do you ask the biological sex of the person who comes to wait on your table? No. If the person looks like a man, you say, sir, or where did our waiter go? Can you call him? Can you call him? Can you call her? Can you call him? Can you call her? It should be a non-issue. Their point is to confuse male and female. Has nothing to do with human rights. It has to do with the destruction of order in society. Their lives are chaotic. They want the world to be chaotic. So the school says, we condemn harmful comments being made online toward members of our community and will continue to let the vision. Oh, it's a vision. It's a prophetic vision. They're like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Zechariah, and Sean. We will continue to let the vision, mission, and principles of our organization guide our actions. Oh, is that beautiful? It chokes you up. The vision, mission, and principles of our organization. Well, it's a Massachusetts school. It's not shocking. Carol Rose, executive director of the ACLU of Massachusetts, said the KLIPP is, quote, part of a coordinated attempt nationwide to try to remove LGBTQ people from public life. Carol Rose told such a whopping lie here that I'm telling you, when you drift leftward, the moral toxicity is so deep. Who is driving removing LGBTQ people? What does the T have to do with the L and the G and the B? Tell me. What does one have to do with the other? Is anybody asking that gay players not play on basketball teams? Carol Rose of the ACLU of Massachusetts? Truth is the single most important thing. I wish I could find it. I wrote for UCLA magazine maybe 30 years ago that evil, all evil comes from lies. All macro evil, let's put it this way. Some micro evil comes from just a demented conscience, sadism, cruelty. I mean, that's greed. But macro evil is based on lies. Well, climate activist, this is actually not a new story, but it does, in fact, it is worthy of noting from Epoch Times, a great newspaper in an age of crappy newspapers. Climate activist Greta Thunberg chants, Krossa Zionism. Sionisme, crush Zionism, with a crowd at a pro-Palestine rally in Stockholm on November 23rd. It's a few months ago. So why is that? Is anybody surprised? Is there one environmentalist leader? I mean leader, I don't mean environmentalist, who is pro-Israel? Boy, the world has really ganged up on Israel. What is Israel supposed to do? Really, what is Israel supposed to do? I would like to hear it. It's like when people say we need common sense gun laws after some terrible shootings. So I have a question. Tell me what laws would be passed that would have prevented, or what laws were broken. But what laws need to be passed in order to prevent such shootings? I would very seriously consider them. What laws, having been in place, would have prevented that shooting? I always ask that question every time this happens. Wow. Shoplifting surge overwhelms New York City's small businesses. This is now the amount of crime in our major cities completely a result of Democratic Party, whichever you call it, policies. And yet people re-elect the people who are ruining where they live. This is from The City, reporting to New Yorkers. Shoplifting surge overwhelms New York City's small businesses. Mom-and-pop stores have had to add staff or limit the number of customers as thieves have gotten bolder. On Valentine's Day, Governor Kathy Hochul went to Queens to tout her efforts to curb what store owners say is soaring retail theft. From the pictures and stories that I have seen over the past few years, it's disproportionately black young people. Sometimes women, mostly men. I would just like to know how many of these have grew up with a dad in their life. But, of course, you can't say that because the left and truth are antithetical to one another. Instead, you're called a racist. That's what they do because truth is their enemy. That's why they suppress on Google, YouTube, and all the other social media, why they suppress anything that descends from left-wing beliefs. All of what I'm saying you know to be true. And it's a problem because few people are saying it. For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.